Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kate Bronstein, and here's what's happening. Monday marks the 10th anniversary of the fatal Amtrak derailment in Port Richmond. KYW's Mike DiNardo spoke with one of the survivors whose world was changed forever.
Chef Eli Culp was in the second car on Amtrak Train 188 headed to New York. He had just done some texting and closed his eyes when he felt the speeding train veer to the right.
It catapulted me in the air.
Eight of his fellow passengers died, and in a split second, Culp's life would never be the same.
I turned about 45 degrees in the air, and my neck basically hit square on the luggage rack.
Culp, a celebrated chef at Philadelphia's Fork restaurant, who was named Food & Wine's Best New Chef in 2014, was suddenly paralyzed.
It felt like if somebody had turned their amp up to like 10 on an electric guitar and just like hit all the chords at once. And it was like, it was a sound and feeling that went through my body that I'll never forget.
Now 47, Culp has found that sense of purpose through his Chef Radio and Delicious City Philly podcasts. Culp isn't bitter about the turn his life took. He simply believes he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The park in East Falls is the latest green space in the city's park system to receive an upgrade. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
There are 80 species of trees and shrubs at the Arboretum at Historic Rittenhouse Town. There's a stream that runs through its village. It's a 20-acre historic site in Wissahickon Valley Park.
We got the idea of, hey, you know, this place could be an arboretum.
Amy Ricci is the executive director. She says since the pandemic, there's been an outpouring of volunteers investing time to clean up the park and remove the invasives. The park's volunteer friends group successfully submitted the park to ArbNet for official arboretum accreditation.
So we got a level one accreditation. Which is, you know, that's where it starts. But for a level one, the entry level, it's pretty accessible. And that's what we found, too, as our site. You have to have a map and you have to have a certain number of trees labeled and you have to do education around your outdoor space. And so for us, it was really just kind of a way to continue to showcase this amazing, you know, green space. And then to kind of give us goals to keep working towards.
The Arboretum will be able to market itself in a different way and will be eligible for certain grants. A Love Your Parks cleanup event will take place there on Wednesday. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Kate Bronstein. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.